Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting second. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Whitey Platt. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Colaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Smith. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Smith. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gil Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. And now, play ball. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Grace picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Grace. Appling moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Platt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Curtwright. Grace reaches second base with a double. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Colaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Colaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Wells reaches second base with a double. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is walked intentionally. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Platt, who is chasing the ball. Evans reaches third base with a triple. Pretty scores. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Grace moves to second. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 1 in the game. Platt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Platt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to third. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball towards center. Kurt Wright catches it and throws to Appling, who relays to Callaway to double up Torres. Pretty scores. It's 2-1, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wells strikes out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Grace bunts towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Hefner moves to second. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis is walked intentionally. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Evans and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Spence throws it away. That's an error on Spence. Kennedy goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0 for 2 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wells hits a line drive towards first. Vernon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Grace hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lewis moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-3 in the game. Platt hits a fly ball into left field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-3 in the game. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Gil Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. Hitchcock moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hefner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is 0-for-4 in the game. Curtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Grace hits a line drive towards third. Wells reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-4 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators too. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Whitey Platt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Platt is 0-for-4 in the game. Platt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Platt moves to second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-4 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-4 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Spence. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Platt scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wells takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pretty strikes out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-4 in the game. Hitchcock strikes out. Two outs. Gil Cohn pinch hits for Gil Torres. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.